Why is it that when I was a kid, I could ride roller coasters all day without even a blink, and now I get motion sick on a swing? I think this is a really good question. The changing in their sensitivity to...
I think the whole, and Billy can explain this better than I do, but the whole phenomenon of motion sickness is sort of fascinating and something every single person can identify with. And Billy and I were just talking about it this morning as we were driving here, and I needed to put my head out the window.
I wanted to put your head out the window.
But what actually happens?
I actually get motion sick quite a bit. So it's the vestibular system. Basically, your body... It's the nervous system. I just say that for everything. Your body has a very complicated network of nerves, and it basically starts in the brain, in the posterior part of the brain, the cerebellum. It goes out to the peripheral vestibular system, which is the vestibular nerve, which is one of the cranial nerves. I think it's the eighth cranial nerve. Yeah, the vestibular cochlear, or the auditory nerve is the eighth cranial nerve. And that goes out into the inner ear, where you have kind of sensing apparatus that senses movement, and your body's constantly trying to keep an equilibrium of movement. There are a lot of disorders we see in the hospital. Vertigo, for example, the sense of the room spinning that comes when somehow that fine balance, that fine system is interrupted, either by something in the inner ear or even by lesions inside the brain, can cause those problems. So basically, when you're moving, your body is basically stabilizing itself. It's interesting. I looked up something about age, and basically what happens is when you're very young, you're not supposed to have problems with motion sickness. And then there's a period where it actually gets worse.
Between years 4 and 10, those are that's the prime motion sickness time span.
Kids throwing up
life.
In the back seat of the car on
and
vacation.
Then, right.
And then it's actually
then
supposed to get better.
Typically it subsides. It declines as you get older. For most people, females tend to be more susceptible than males generally. But the whole phenomenon is fascinating to me, and I think everyone can relate. You have a mismatch of the vestibular and visual sensations, meaning if you're in a car and you see visually, you sense moving at great speed, but your body feels like it's stationary because it's just sitting there in a car, that creates this kind of disequilibrium and mismatch. And conversely, seasickness... People are usually in a cabin without windows, and they're not sensing visually any motion, but they're experiencing, you know, the rocking back and forth of the ship. So it's when there's not a kind of commensurate sense of motion on the part of the vestibular and the part of the visual sense.
But people have all these tricks, like on a boat, and I'll get seasick. They say to fixate on the horizon. None of that ever seems to work. There are medications that people take for motion sickness. A variety of different things. And when we treat people with vertigo in the hospital, we use a bunch of things to kind of suppress this vestibular system. The science behind it, the pathophysiology behind it, is very complicated. And it's interesting because in some parts of the world, they use stimulants, things that stimulate the system. In other places, they use things that suppress the system. But we use things, medications like there's that patch, the scopolamine patch that was taken off the market. You'll see people wearing them behind their ear. It is now something that people use again. Dramamine. We use benzodiazepines like Valium sometimes for treatment, and meclizine, it's called Antivert, is probably the most common medication we use for the treatment of vertigo. But it's a fascinating topic, and there are actually neurologists and ear, nose, and throat doctors who are dedicated. They actually are kind of focused on dizziness as a syndromatic area, and it's a really fascinating thing. So Neil, I don't know what it is specifically that makes you more sensitive. Some people are more sensitive. If you have inner ear infections or inner ear problems, that may make it a little worse for you, but another one of these conundrums.
Typically, it goes the other way, though. It does subside after the age of 10 for most people. And, you know, as anyone who has pets knows, animals are also susceptible. So many people have dogs that need to be given Dramamine. Or most of my dogs, for some reason, would go on a 2-3 hour car ride and then throw up within a block of the destination.
Did you have a dizzy dachshund or something? We've been very serious with that question. That's the most serious we've ever been, I think.
That's a good question.
Our motion sickness question, I think, brought out the scholars in us all.
We got all emotional.
Perhaps because you suffer it yourself. More sensitive.
Yes, Billy. Now, Jane, I don't want you making fun of Billy's motion sickness now. You've been known to get yourself in a little bit of trouble.
Well, that wraps up anything, Billy?
I just said I have problems. And you cut me off. No, I was thinking about, like, you know, flying. Landing for me is particularly difficult.
That wraps up another episode of The Body Odd. If you have questions or want to make comments or any suggestions, please go to thebodyeye.msnbc.com and email us. We want to hear from you. That's all for now.